with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. One more promise made and a promise kept by the Trump administration. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
In every campaign rally, candidate Donald Trump promised to make America safe again. Now, 6 months into his second term in office, President Donald Trump has delivered the nation's most secure southern border in recent history, hitting a record low in arrests by Border Patrol in July. Last month, agents arrested some 4,600 individuals attempting to cross the southwest border between ports of entry. That's a 24% decrease from June and a staggering 92% drop when compared to July 2024. Ken Lorman reporting.
Officials in the Del Rio sector praised the historic lows, crediting President Trump for fulfilling his commitment to securing the border. The pilots of a U.S. Army helicopter that collided with a passenger jet over Washington in January would have had difficulty spotting the plane while wearing night vision goggles. That's what experts told the National Transportation Safety Board.
The challenges posed by night vision goggles were among the topics discussed at the NTSB's third and final day of public testimony over the fatal midair crash, which killed all 67 people aboard both aircrafts. The Army goggles would have made it difficult to see the plane's colored lights, which might have helped the Black Hawk determine the plane's direction. The goggles also limited the pilot's peripheral vision as they flew near Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Experts said another challenge that evening was distinguishing the plane from the lights on the ground while the two aircraft were on a collision course. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Lonnie Anderson, who played a struggling radio station's empowered receptionist Jennifer on the hit TV comedy WKRP in Cincinnati, has died. It was just days before her 80th birthday. This is SRN News. A new poll asked pastors about politics.
The Lifeway Research Survey wanted to know how many Protestant pastors were experiencing conflict in their churches over political matters. Amongst mainline Protestant clergy, 31% say politics has been causing problems in their congregation. But for evangelical pastors, the percentage drops to 9%. As it does for pastors of black churches. The numbers seem to suggest that politics might not be as big a problem as many observers fear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Catholicism is on the wane in the Canadian province of Quebec, where it once dominated. Today, dozens of churches are being transformed into everything from gyms and restaurants to museums and luxury apartments. The rate of regular church attendance among Quebec's Catholics has plunged from one of the highest in Canada to one of the lowest as religious faith in general declines across the country. This is SRN News. Those who have student loans could be in for a hard summer. Ron Taylor explains.
Millions of student borrowers could begin having their wages garnished this summer. That according to estimates from credit bureau TransUnion. The company predicts that by the end of August, roughly 3 million borrowers could move into default, meaning they're at least 270 days past due on payments. At that point, loan holders are at the risk of having 15% of their pay docked by the government, with the money going toward the outstanding debt. There has been no clear indication of when wage garnishment will start, so borrowers beware. Ron Taylor reporting.
Jeffrey Epstein's former girlfriend Ghislaine Maxwell has been moved from a federal prison in Florida to a prison camp in Texas as her criminal case generates renewed public attention. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.